Wheat prices challenging the support levels this week. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is joining us now to sort it all out. And Kim, tell us what's been going on and what's changed in the past couple of weeks.
Well, you know, you can go back 2 or 3 weeks ago, we'd had a 30-cent price rally. I was saying hopefully and possibly wheat prices had bottomed out for the year. We've taken out that 30 cents. This week, we challenged that $6 price level for the Kansas City March and July contracts. July actually got down to $5.99. It closed at $6, so we haven't closed below it, but we're sure putting pressure on that low price now.
And then, of course, we can't talk about prices without considering how corn is factoring in.
Well, this time last year, wheat prices were 40 cents higher than corn prices. Right now, wheat is $1.40 above corn. So we don't have the corn prices this year to support wheat prices. And so when wheat prices start falling, there's just nothing there to hold except for the demand for the wheat.
And then how do crop conditions and the drought picture play in?
That's another thing we don't have. You know, you can go back down to 2011 or 2013 when we had drought conditions, when we had a short crop. That supported wheat prices. Crop's in relatively good condition right now, and so the market's reacting to that.
Okay, with stocks below average, why are prices below average then? This is sort of the opposite of what you would think would be what would happen.
I started cranking through a lot of numbers to determine what was going on there. But if you'll look at 2011 and 2013, U.S. wheat production was below average. World production was above average. And we had relatively low prices, good prices, but relatively low. In 2012, U.S. Wheat production was above average. World was below, and we had even higher prices. So what we've got is the case of where the United States produces about 8.8% of world production. World production and world stocks trump U.S. production and stocks. So the world is driving our price now.
Okay, good perspective. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. We'll see you next week. Thank you.